This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and today I'm excited because I have got, you know, one of my newest books came out, and it's selling like crazy. Like, we've already sold hundreds of these copies, and I'm so thrilled and honored because so many people want to be able to read about calling things into existence, and that's my latest book. It's actually called Calling Things into Existence, and I'll tell you guys, it's a really thick book. It's got a lot of juicy information in it that you guys would definitely love. And one of the reasons why I wrote it is because so many people ask me in life coaching sessions, and just when I'm in conferences and different things, people tend to ask me, does this stuff really work, Jeremy? Like, I mean, be honest with me. Like, tell me, you know, I won't tell anybody, just be honest with me. Does it really work? And one of the things I tell them, I said, is absolutely, it really does work. I said, I wouldn't tell you anything to your face or in a conference that I wouldn't tell you behind closed doors, because this has been my reality for so many years. And that's one of the key things I tell people. I say, it's not about trying law of attraction. It's not about, oh, the scripture says call those things that be not as though they were. I've tried it and it didn't work. Well, here's the key thing you got to remember. It's not about trying. It's really not. And one of the things I write in that book is dealing with just that weakness that people tend to have. Because if you live a life of trying something, now don't get me wrong, at first we all need to try things to be able to, you know, to see if it, you know, if it's going to work for me or whatever. We get that. However, there is an old saying, and it says, you know, once you tried, if you fail, dust yourself off and try again. And basically what it means is this. A try will fail sometimes. A lot of times it will fail. Why? Because you're new to it. So let's say, for example, if someone says, okay, today I'm going to teach you how to drive a stick shift. Now, anyone that knows Jeremy Lopez knows Jeremy cannot drive a stick shift. I'm an automatic dude. I don't have time to press the brake and hit the gas at the same time to kick it in another gear. I don't have time for that because it's too much for me to think about when my mind needs to be thinking about other things, which to me would be more important. Now, don't get me wrong. When I'm in the car, it's important to know, to pay attention to driving. However, I just don't like stick shifts. I don't want to work for things. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes in a car, now, I'll work to gain money. I will work to help people. I'll work to give people, you know, the light of Christ. But here's the key thing, because that's what I'm called to do, and we're all called to do. However, I don't want to work at it when I'm driving, all right? So let's say, for example, if someone says, I'm going to teach you today how to drive a stick shift. And I turn around and I say, okay, I'll try it. So I try it one time, right? So what happens if I try it one time? 9 times out of 10, probably all of you listening to me right now are going to say the same thing. 9 times out of 10, your first try is going to be, oh, I messed up. It's like start, stop. You know, my car, it's going crazy because I can't seem to get with the flow of it. So 9 times out of 10, that's the, I guess, my own noise that it makes, obviously. But 9 times out of 10, if you try to do that on a stick shift of a car, you're probably not going to be able to get it right. No one really actually gets it right the first time. So when you think about it, no matter if you say, I'm going to try law of attraction, I'm going to try it because it's biblical, I'm going to try it because the Bible says, you know, call something that's not really there in the natural, call it into existence and it's going to appear. Okay, so I get that. That's biblical. I'll try it. And so most people think if I try it, it'll happen. And 9 times out of 10, you try something, it's not going to happen. Now, once again, I'm not being negative, okay? I'm just being realistic in the sense of telling you, life is not about trying, okay? Life is about doing. And here's what I mean by that. If you say to yourself, I will learn how to drive a stick shift, no problem. Then you've already set yourself up to realize that a couple of few times, which is not negative, you just sort of set the record straight for wisdom to say a couple of times, I try it, it's not going to go probably really good, but I will get the hang of it eventually. So therefore, I'm not going to try it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to master it. And guess what? Once again, 9 times out of 10, on that side of the fence, you will succeed. So when people tell me, I tried this, I tried that, I honestly want to say, first of all, A, what you're saying is you try it once, and if it's not a success the first time, You know, my question to you would be, is that how you treat everything else in your life? Because if it is, you're going to be broke, sick, not going to have anything in your life, and nobody's going to like you. Because you can't try it. Even relationships, you don't try. No one goes on a first date and says, hey, I'm going on a blind date tonight with her or him or whatever. I'm going on a blind date tonight, and after that date, you know, you eat a good dinner, and like, oh my God, she's got a beautiful smile. Oh my God, he is, you know, good looking. Or, oh my goodness, she's got a beautiful laughter. Or, oh my gosh, he does what I like to do for a living. Or his hobby is the same as mine. No one's going to say, hey, you know what, we had an hour of dinner, and so will you marry me? Nobody in the right mind. Hopefully all of you guys out there, even if they were to say, the Lord showed me this, hopefully 10 out of 10 of you were going to use wisdom to say, no. I don't care what God showed you. God didn't show me that, right? Amen. So my point being is you're going to think they're Fruit Loop or crazy, right? And I don't like to use the word crazy, but you get what I'm saying. And so what this is telling you is that you know in your heart of hearts, everything else in life, you have to keep on trying and trying and trying and trying, but you're not going to try at it. You've decided, I will date someone. I am going to do this. I'm going to learn how to drive a stick shift. I'm going to be able to do this. So you're trying to turn into doing, and doing allows some mistakes, but there's a consistency. We're going to keep on doing it. Okay? Not even keep on trying it. You're going to keep on doing it. Until you're a doer, you begin to master. So when people ask me, does this stuff really work? I say, absolutely. So here's the key thing you got to do. You got to stop trying and start doing, okay? And then, third of all, you need to do this as well. Number one, don't try. Number two, start doing instead of trying. Number three, what is your reality? This has to be your new reality. Because I can tell you, in your sphere of influence, which is the word metron, you know, what Paul said in the Bible, your sphere of influence, the things you're influencing, the things you're doing in your life, I can pretty much tell you 9 times out of 10 how much that you are not succeeding at something, because I can look in your eyes and tell, you're just trying this, aren't you? And see, here's why. Curiosity of trying, let's say, for example, let's see if this scripture works. Curiosity in trying a scripture pretty much won't work. Because curiosity is letting you know, I'm very doubtful, but I'm going to try it. Well, you know, you're already telling me what you're doing. You're already doubtful. Hello? You're already doubtful. So what you need to do is say, you know what? I'm not going to be curious about it. I'm going to be hungry for it. Because even the Bible says, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they will be filled. So whatever in life you want to master, you got to do it. You got to have a hunger for it. Because when you're hungry, when a starving person on the street is hungry, they will eat anything you give them. No one's going to be selective, they haven't been eating in days, to say, oh, I'm sorry, I just don't, oh, that's a little rare for me on that meat, or I'm not a big fan of this kind of burger. No one's going to say that, okay? Because a hungry person doesn't pick and choose what he wants. He just goes where there's bread and he keeps pressing through. That's actually a Margaret Becker song, a little old song. So anyway, but it's true. And so when you understand that, you realize that, you know what? I have to change my reality. My reality has to be, I'm doing this thing. And I don't care because I'm going to do this thing. Because once again, you're not curious. You just know, hey, probably make some mistakes, but it doesn't matter. This is my new reality, which means my new reality is I'm going to keep on doing this the rest of my life now. And no matter what happens, if something falls through the cracks, if something doesn't work, you know, when I put it out there, when I thought about it, when I put energy and doing and action behind it, it doesn't matter because every time I'm going to keep on plowing the ground to keep on doing it. And that's the attitude you have. You have to change your reality, folks. The truth is, I changed my reality. When I knew this stuff worked, I changed my entire reality. And I said, you know what? First of all, A, I deserve this. Second of all, God has willed me to be able to think things that are holy, pure, and awesome, of good, and good, praiseworthy, of good reports. So, third of all, he told me to call things that are not here in the natural, to call it into existence because it would manifest. And fourth of all, whatever I think in my heart, I'm going to become. And I can give you the scripture after scripture in the Bible where these realities happened and worked. And so I had to change my new reality to say, it's not about trying for me. It's not about curiosity. It's about a new lifestyle for me. This is my new lifestyle. I'm living and I'm going to attract. And I'm going to have exactly what God wants me to have in His will. Therefore, I'm going to think things and I'm going to have it manifest. So the power of manifestation is in what is your reality? What is your new life reality speaking today? Because whatever your reality is what your life's going to turn out to be, period. All right. So with that said, I will encourage every one of you to go and get this book, Calling Things into Existence. Many of you are struggling. I know you are. Many of you are fighting through, whether we'd say COVID or lost a loved one at the holidays, or, you know, I had a falling out with my family. Whatever the case may be for you, you have to change your life. You got to get a new reality, right? So this book is right for you. And so I would say this, first of all, go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and you put in Calling Things into Existence. Four words, Calling Things into Existence in our search engine. And it'll pull it up automatically once you press the search button. You could order the paperback, and or you could order the downloadable right there. But either way, folks, don't quit cheating. In other words, quit ripping your life off. I mean, my life is not worth ripping off. I don't plan on causing all my negative thoughts and my negativity to begin to put into some slot machine to say, okay, I put negative, I'm going to get more negative back. I don't have time for that. I have time to build and strategize and build the kingdom that God wants me to build of heavens, and begin to manifest in my life exactly what I need, everything that I'm desiring. And I'm not saying something big and magnificent as far as, oh, I'm going to get a castle, I'm going to get me five, you know, race cars. You know, that's out of our league. Be faithful to small things first. And second of all, do you really need all that stuff? You don't need it. So the key thing is, what is it you need that's going to leave you, put you in a life of abundance, and actually put you in an overflow rim of overflowing? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So that's what I've chosen for my life, and that's what I'm literally getting. Some of it, I'm still believing my faith, but the rest of it, I've actually got. I'm not going to lie about it. My bills are paid off, house is paid off, I mean, you know, car's paid off. I mean, I drive the car that I've always dreamed of, but I've done this for years, and the reason why, because I learned how to put the energy and my action behind strategic situations to know where to put my money, how to invest my money, how to be able to think from a point of view as someone who already has it. Because if you're poor right now and you're trying to, and once again, life is not about money. Let's get that very straight. Life to me is about the abundance of the spirit, of what God wants for you in your life, body, soul, and spirit. You all have to be equal. If you can have 5,000 cars, and if your soul is poor, in other words, if you can't handle your emotions and the mind won't emotions, you know what? To me, you're not rich. Okay, so you got to remember, it's about empowering your lifestyle in all three areas, and this book's going to help you to do that. Okay, that's what we really want for each one of you today. So I do live this out all the time. Sometimes, some days, I don't want, you know, I might not think the way I should, but I pop myself back together. I shift my paradigm back together to say, stop, man, that's not my lifestyle. This is my lifestyle. And this is the dream I'm going to live, to where my mind dreams every day of the spectacular, the supernatural, the abundance, the powerful things in which I know that I can do and I will do in my life and what I will have. And for me, that's an amen on top of that. That's the icing on the cake for me, is amen, and so it is, and so be it. So I want to encourage each one of you, get the book today, Calling Things into Existence. You'll be glad you did. It's a perfect present for yourself for Christmas time, because of the fact you can start a new year off by saying, my lifestyle has changed. When people ask you, you can say, hey, I got a new lifestyle now. Really? What? Oh my God, that sounds bad. No, it's actually pretty good. I have a new reality, a new lifestyle of a new reality. Therefore, the old me's passed away, a new me is beginning to come to the surface. I'm beginning to arise this hour with full power, full capacity to know my brain can do anything, full capacity to know my brain cells can kick in any moment and grow and give me the mind I need, because I operate out of the mind of Christ. And therefore, if God be for me, who can be against me? I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And I have favor from people and from God. And therefore, I know that I'm not just giving to get back, but I'm going to get it back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I know for me, my life is full of unspeakable joy and full of glory, and there's nothing on this planet that can stop me except myself. Can I get an amen? So anyway, you guys go today, order the book, Calling Things into Existence, on identitynetwork.net, and I hope you guys have a great day. And as always, for Thoughts Become Things, make sure today, I'll leave with this note, make sure today you're creating the life you desire. You deserve a good life, because God wants to give you life and life more abundantly. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.